This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to thank all the callers, and I'll tell you what, it's such a great segment. I think we'll bring it back, Ask the Doctor. With Dr. Diane Kayser here. We'll bring it back again. I'm sorry to the callers we didn't get to. I want to ask her a couple things here. We just got a couple more minutes left. And I'm sure that these are common things. These are things for men and anybody. One, and this is something I know that's toxic, but Diane, there's nothing I can do. I've tried everything, and that's with aluminum-free deodorant. Every aluminum-free deodorant I've tried, it just either doesn't work or it leaves me irritated. I've even had sometimes, I wouldn't say it's a rash, but like skin irritation that kind of becomes inflamed. And so there's just no solution for me. I've kind of just given up on that battle. Actually, a new company just came out with a new one that I've been trying, and it's kind of just the same thing. It just doesn't work. So I don't know if there's any recommendations or alternative you have to aluminum-free or not using aluminum-laced deodorants. And then the other one, this was for men. You know, I'll go to my barber. And I have a beard of many colors. When I trim and cut my beard, or my barber does. I mean, it's got red, white, gray, black, brown, blonde. I mean, it's just. But he's like, hey, you know, I can dye your beard. I can dye your beard. You know, you got all these beard dyes. We can make it one color. We can make it match your hair. And I've always been hesitant because I really just don't like cosmetics, generally speaking. But I've also been worried about toxicity. So beard dyes for men. Is it toxic? Is it safe? And then what do you recommend for people that have tried all these different aluminum-free deodorants and it doesn't work?
First, I would back up even further because I'm super root cause. And so is it to mask the smell or to stop you sweating?
Both.
Getting personal, Owen.
Let's say both.
Okay. So if your armpits smell, and I'm talking to Owen and everybody, I totally appreciate the transparent question. Then we got to ask the question, how toxic is the body such that it's trying to get these things out in your armpits? If you have smell, if you have BO odor, that is your body saying to you, I'm toxic. So if we can get your perspiration happening in other areas or detoxification or adding binders, especially if think something like chlorella. If you're drinking something like chlorella, it's a great BO binder, and it's not going to be as bad for smell, for the odor. One thing you can do is just inject your armpits with Botox, Owen. All the cool kids are doing it, and you just stop sweating. I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. But that's what they do.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. They will put Botox in their armpits so that it's the anti-sweat, but it also paralyzes the nerves and they die and they don't come back. And it's a gulf war poison that they used.
I was kind of asking that question generally. The problem that I've had, it's not necessarily with either or. It's like, I mean, yeah, I'll sweat eventually long enough, especially if I'm out in the heat or it's summer. Sometimes in studio, I get a little hot and sweat. And it's not necessarily an odor issue. But what's strange is, it's like it's worse. When I use the aluminum-free deodorant, my perspiration is worse, and then at the end of the day, the odor is worse. So it's like it's not even having the intended effect. It's like having a reverse effect where I'd end up being better not wearing it.
I know. I feel your pain.
So it's not uncommon.
No, it's a very common question, and Botox is a very common solution. They use Botox, I think it's too segued. They use it for their scrotums, and they call it scrotox. They use it up in their hair.
Oh, my gosh.
They call it blowtox. Yeah, what I hear in this industry is nonsense, and people are falling for it. So stop using Botox, okay? Stop using Axe deodorant. Anyway, zinc oxide, a non-nano zinc oxide. Have you tried that yet?
No, I told you, I gave up, Diane. I gave up.
Okay. You know what? Let's try this for an experiment. Since we're going to be on again, we'll send you some stuff and you can give it a shot, and we could have a separate conversation on what works.
I don't know if I want to experiment. You know, I'm 34 years old. I sit in here in a jacket for hours every day. It's about to be 100 degrees for 90 straight days in Austin. But I'll tell you what, we'll communicate. Maybe I'll volunteer for this experiment. I'll get treated like a monkey here. But quickly with the beard dyes, because I get recommended. Yes. That is that toxic, safe? What just simple answer?
Yes, most of them. In fact, that's actually what pushed me over the edge. All of us are. We have these glasses, and we're getting
10 seconds. I need the answer. I need it.
No, non-ammonia based dyes. Non-ammonia based dyes.
All right, we may have to follow up. Dr. Diane Kaiser, thank you for your time. We're going to do this again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jason Burmis is about to take over here, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We covered a lot of news today. We had great guests. We heard from Alex on that breaking video from yesterday. I know we're going to be hearing more from Alex tomorrow. He's going to be back in studio Friday as well. There's a lot of other news stories I didn't get to that I'll have to put on hold for tomorrow as well. A lot of video clips, and of course it's only going to build with all the news that breaks in the next 24, 21 hours until we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. But Jason Burmis is about to come up with breaking news, and we'll have Harrison Smith hosting the War Room coming up in 54 minutes as well, where I normally am at. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can get these great guests on, we can get the great guest hosts on, we can have Alex Jones hosting this show every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes all that possible. And you hear me talking to my guest about all these different health concerns and how to stay healthy and detox and all this stuff. Well, that's why we sell supplements, because we want you to be as healthy as possible. So we go out, we find the highest quality supplements, the highest quality ingredients, the most popular selling things, and we just try to introduce something that's the best option for you at the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's sleep aids that work great at InfoWarsStore.com if you're struggling to sleep, whether it's an energy drink so you don't have to drink the toxic energy drinks with the high fructose corn syrup and the processed sugar, and it just tastes like battery acid. We've got the solution, Turbo Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the myriad of issues that come from thyroid issues. We have the nascent iodine, Survival Shield X3, 40% off. It's just, that's our formula for success. We want you to have a healthy life, and that's what the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are for. And then it also funds everything we do here to make it all possible. So please do some shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And let's keep this place on the air with all the attacks, and now they brag about it on hidden cameras. All right, that does it for me, Jason Burmis, your fourth hour host. Take it away.
Thank you, Owen, and thank you guys for watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're actually going to break some more news here today. You know, I had a whole other thing lined up for the beginning of this broadcast, but as I watched the end of the broadcast and they were showing a Rand Corporation reel of the Internet of Bodies, it reminded me that this just came out the other day by the Rand Corporation. Now, the Rand Corporation, of course, is behind such great studies as Plague, Cyborgs, and Super Soldiers, the Human Domain of War, and, of course, this document, Brain-Computer Interfaces, Security 2040. But now they're taking on QAnon. And, folks, this is the type of Civil War setup and divisive military conflict document that's being put out there and people aren't realizing it. So we take a look at this. Veteran narratives of support for extremist groups and belief. And not only they hone in on QAnon, but of course the Great Replacement Theory. Now, the Great Replacement Theory I really talk about is the one of the human species via a transhuman agenda. But we can talk about political aspects, what is going on right now in this country and really abroad. Because let's be honest, the way they phrase it as though they're moving in people that share their political ideologies and beliefs. I don't believe that. I think that people are being moved in here to be able to support a great narrative, if you will, the illusion of that. And by the way, white supremacy, also a big part of this document. But as I have warned in the past, it's anything against their great narrative, their great agenda, their repackaged New World Order agenda that is now the Great Reset. And that's why they're also going after black nationalists. But we're going to scroll through this document. We're going to hone in on a couple things especially because you're a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Are you ready for this? If you think that politicians are the puppets of elite billionaires, that's almost a direct quote. Also, don't question Jeffrey Epstein's death, you know, by suicide twice in the most secure facility you could have possibly had him in. It's where they held El Chapo. And again, if you watch the hearings after the fact, they had not had a suicide in that institution for 13 years. But let's scroll through this for a bit, okay? Let's get into it. And while we're doing this, I do want to let the control room know I don't have a time clock to look at right now. I'm seeing a different screen. But let's check this out right. This is hot off the presses. Where is this? I think it's April 9th. I think they published this yesterday or the day before. Okay, and it's also in conjunction with other people and policies that I talk about constantly. The Pritzker Military Institute is big on this. The Pritzker's governor of Illinois, the sister/transgender man, a.k.a. Jennifer Pritzker, the richest transgender person, only rivaled by Martine Rothblatt, who I constantly highlight. Now, check it out. We've got Antifa, Proud Boys, black nationalists, and white supremacists all the way along with QAnon in this document. Okay? And where are the Pritzkers? They're right here, the Pritzker Military and Museum and Library. Okay? So they give out their little acknowledgments. They go out over the summary of how they interviewed 21 people that had served in the military, and they'll give you a rundown of their age and all that stuff. But here are the small little sections in Chapter 2, okay? And again, they're pushing this idea that we're going to war with each other. We're so divided, and there's going to be some kind of a military uprising via this militia movement. This was always the plan. And this is why you have Homeland Security. This is why you have the fusion centers. This is why you have now the open acknowledgement that it's no longer the big bad Muslim terrorists we have to worry about. It's the domestic terrorists on the inside, the white supremacists. But don't worry, like I've told you before, if you're a supporter of somebody like Louis Farrakhan, if you question anything, well, you're also what? A black nationalist. Okay, there's the political violence. They outright ask about political violence. Now, I really want to hone in on the QAnon nonsense here. Because, you know, this hijacked so many truths out there. For instance, when they tell you what QAnon believes, okay, that's, I mean, it's so beyond ridiculous. Here we go. That I'm going to read it directly. See, there's the political violence. Here we go. We asked five participants about their professed views of the QAnon conspiracy theory based on endorsement of QAnon on the 2022 survey. We asked them specifically about the statement. Here's the statement. The government, media, and financial worlds in the U.S. are controlled by a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run a global child sex trafficking operation. Okay? Now, responses range from partial to full support. Now this is where what is partial support of that? First of all, the government, the media, and financial worlds, okay, there are people that are in controlling positions, that are part of organizations, that are openly occulting. All right, now let's start there. What we've seen with a lot of these institutions is the inversion of reality. Doesn't necessarily believe in Satan or maybe even Satanism, but Satanism is that self-serving religion where it's do as thou wilt. Just want to throw that out there as well. And then as far as global child sex trafficking, I'd just like to point out that many people within the media and the political realm have been outed as pedophiles. I often point to the fact Dennis Hassert, who was the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House at the time, again, supersedes right or left issues, not about anybody coming to save you. This guy was labeled a serial child molester by a judge. And he was doing this before he got into politics. Okay? It's a problem, everybody. That's a real issue. So, check this out. In response to this QAnon question, one participant stated, "That's crazy." However, when pressed further, the participant, get this, he conceded belief in at least part of the conspiracy theory, and this is how, by stating that U.S. presidents do not make decisions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Predictions. Another one bites the dust on the eclipse, everybody. And not the end of the world, not Armageddon. Hey, I always tell people, when you hear about specific dates and things that are going to happen, that's not real. Okay, that doesn't happen. In fact, later on, because we're going to start talking about the hate and lie shots and them selling you on these hate and lie shots. And this is a movement very much not just for authoritarianism, not just for this great reset, repackaged globalist new world order agenda, but that next move of the real great replacement theory, and that is replacing the human species with something else. And that's very uncomfortable to talk about. And they don't like that. Because they won't go there in documents like that because they're doing pro-transhumanism documents like the Internet of Bodies that you saw before. They're pushing this technology, and they don't like a guy like me pointing out, I don't give a rat's arness if you speak another language. I don't care if you're a different color skin. I quite frankly don't care what gender you are. All right? Don't care. You're a human being. Truly team humanity over here, okay? So, later on, we're also going to play old school Burmese. We're in high def right now. We look pretty decent out there. We're talking 360p all the way back, I think, in 2009, okay? Might have been 2010. I think it's a clip from 2009 talking about the first fear-mongering global vaccination program based on a flu from an animal. And I was watching this earlier, and we're talking why the WikiLeaks is important. We're laying out a blueprint for what actually happens during that COVID-1984 nightmare. And, you know, that probably gets me to my first clip, finally, that we're going to play. And we got a ton of clips lined up. We'll see in this, you know, time frame what we're able to go over. But this one here is called The Earth 2100. And in it, okay, it shows you, and this will also incorporate this climate agenda, through fear-mongering and like a cartoon in conjunction with the news and all the establishment venues you can imagine, that climate change is going to cause everything. It's going to predict the future. And like the next 100 years, I survive. The climate crisis, I mean, this is the precursor for the climate crisis we're now hearing about. This thing, again, 2008, over 15 years ago, all right? And it opens with New York City under quarantine, and then it goes to the other coastline, and everybody's wearing blue masks, okay? Predictive programming is a real thing, so let's do it. Let's hit this clip.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California. And then, what happened next was something none of us saw coming. It became a race against time to save our future, to even have a future. It's the year 2100, and I survived.
So, really, this is an expansion piece, but everything's truncated. I mean, you look at that opening scene where, you know, not a plague sweeps California, right? Let's turn the volume down. I just want to freeze it on the New York City in quarantine right there. Spraying things. Nobody's around. In the suit. Is that familiar? The blue masks familiar? You know who's starring in this? You want to know? Oh, Anthony Fauci's in it. Oh, Eric Schmidt from Google. John Podesta, who just got a job with this current administration taking over for the climate crisis where John Kerry was.
James Woolsey's in it. Yep. Oh, some other players? How about the $10 million man, Bezos-style, Van Jones? All in that. All telling you how super viruses are coming. It's all climate change. And you notice there's like a cartoon aspect to it. They want to appeal to kids. And one of the most egregious things about the COVID-1984 nightmare is how they targeted children. Now, again, let's make sure that's all the way off. One of the ways that they targeted children, unbelievably, and this just shows how far we went, playing in the background, is CNN partnered with Sesame Street, destroying what was left of any part of my childhood, right? There you see Sanjay Gupta, right? Is that Dr. Sanjay Gupta? Hopefully I'm getting his name right. For some reason, think of that. And look, it's Wen. Isn't that Lee Wen? All the usual suspects here playing on the fears, having children come in and ask questions, playing on the fear, oh, we all want to go back and play, but now you got to wear a mask. Oh, can it spread through water? See, this is the fear-mongering on the way up to you're going to take the hate and lie shot. This is a 20-minute piece, and this is far from the only one. I mean, did most of society as weak-minded and as gutless as they've shown themselves to be on real issues like the war of terror, okay? Did they have any chance against this? I don't know. I too good for too long, too accepting of the incrementalism we've seen where it got here. Now, I do want to point this out that we might even play some clips of Sesame Street back in the day promoting traditional vaccinations as well. But it was never anything like this. I mean, this was a full-on program. I remember I couldn't watch Adult Swim. Again, something that is targeted at adults, still Cartoon Network, right? Without seeing ads like this one for the hate and lie shots.
Elmo and I are feeling hopeful and excited.
Woo-hoo! Elmo can't wait to have an indoor playdate with Abby.
We're excited because lots of grown-ups are getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Soon lots of us will be able to do our favorite things again.
Could have done that any time. Could have done that any time, Elmo. But no, don't worry. And the thing is, it's going to go from targeting, you know, just the adults in the room, but obviously the children. This is far from the only ad.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. So me and my family and neighbors can get back to play dates, trips, cookouts, and sports.
Oh, Elmo knows what Elmo wants to do first.
Oh, what's that, son?
Oh, it's Grandma. We're not going to kill Grandma anymore. I mean, wild. Wild.
Elmo misses her so much. Elmo can't wait to give her this card.
Oh, she's going to love that, Elmo. With Nana getting the vaccine, Elmo, Mommy, and Daddy can see her again soon.
Yeah.
With free COVID-19 vaccines, sunnier days are ahead. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org.
Get Vaccine Answers. All right. Well, now let's target the kids directly through Sesame Street.
Does Rosita have a boo-boo?
Oh, I'm new, Andy, because it's just for my COVID vaccine.
Hey, you notice they made it even like, oh, they're so clever. They're on Zoom together. And there's Gupta again. Yeah! Oh, it's okay for the kids to get it. So from your parents to your kids to multitude of these hate and lie shots, I mean, this is fifth generation warfare. You better believe it.
My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
See, my mommy and my papi said that...
But the inversion of truth, that's not Satanism. What she just said, whether she serves the Dark Lord of...
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys...
I'm bored.
A pack of fireworks...
This is going to be awesome.
...and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you fund the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Just a little technical difficulty, so I'm going to roll it back a little bit. We're going to go back to this again. This is CNN. I want you to think about this. Sanjay Gupta, how much do you think he got paid to sit up there and smile as that viper, that vulture in the top corner, told children and their parents via Sesame Street and CNN that taking the hate and lie shot was a great way to stay healthy? See, I remember these things. I think it's important that we live in a place called reality. So let's do it. Let's play it.
Oh. Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
See, my mommy and my papi said that it will help keep me, my friends, my neighbors, my abuela, all healthy.
Your parents are absolutely right. You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
I mean, reading that, it got down to 6 months. Smiling about it, saying it's going to keep everybody safe. Do you, are you going to apologize, bro? You know what you need to do? For the entire time that you outwardly lied about all of this, I want you to take at least half of what you got paid to say it all the way around and give it to the injured kids. Or hell, why don't you give it to the parents of the kids that didn't make it to maybe cut some of those costs from that free shot for their funerals, you dark son of a bitch. I mean, this is the darkest of the dark, man. This is the dark cartoon. You know, forget about Clown World. We lived in a dark graphic novel for some time that needs to be HBO-ified. Like, really, because that, look at this. Look at this. All right, I'm going to pull it back. I'm going to go old school here. I'm going to apologize about the resolution. There's also an old school Alex Jones commercial we'll cut through and skip over. But this is me via InfoWars a decade and a half ago. Okay, about 15 years ago, might be 14 and change, but about 15 years ago, talking about their first run of authoritarianism, you know, expounding on the fact that we need things like WikiLeaks. In fact, we need way more. I mean, I'm missing WikiLeaks day to day. Yeah, we got the Pfizer papers in court. Yeah, we've gotten some important revelations. Yeah, there are people out there doing great things undercover, like the video we just saw of that establishment hack spook talking about setting people up. That's great. We need more raw documentation. Although, I mean, when you see that document that came out by Rand yesterday, they're bragging about it at this point. So, you know, what's in the secret stuff? Well, I'll tell you what, it's probably even darker than we can imagine. So, right now, we're going to hit the clip. This is me talking about mass vaccination programs. Let me cue it up because there's a little minute in there that I'm talking actually Bilderbergens. And I want to bring it to the point that we're not talking about that. So let's see. We're here right about there. Perfect. Now, why am I bringing up WikiLeaks? Well, I have these two brand new CDC documents in front of me. This is off of the 18th, so this is relatively new. This is from Monday. And if you'll notice right here at the bottom, it says day of planning for an H1N1 vaccination campaign. Oh, they're getting ready to vaccinate you on a massive level. And I got a story out of Reuters where they're saying 4.9 billion people. 4.9 bill. I mean, I think that leaves about 1.6 bill that won't take it. So that's one in four. That's how they're going to have 4.9 billion flu shots for you. Think about that. And here's the updated version. This is how awesome WikiLeaks is. This is today's document. 24 pages of fear mongering right here. And, you know, the CDC is still claiming, oh, we have six deaths in the United States, all from swine flu. So they're counting that kid. They're counting that woman. Then later in this report, they actually have to admit that a lot of these people did have chronic illnesses beforehand. Where is it? But they don't put that into play. Let me see where that is. Let me see if I can pull that out. Here we go. 71% of hospitalized patients had an underlying chronic condition. Here, look for yourself again. Right there, I highlighted it. 71%. That's across the world. All right? And some of those include asthma or COPD. Asthma is not a chronic condition. I don't know why they actually included that. Diabetes, immune compromised, chronic cardiovascular disease. Remember that one guy had gout? Had gout. He could barely walk some days. It's just insanity to me. And the fact that they're going to have 4.9 billion vaccinations means they're planning on using them. This isn't 100 million, this isn't 200 million, this isn't 300 million, the population of the United States of America. This is 4.9 billion. Let that sink in for a moment. 4.9 bill, dog. That is rather large. That's a campaign to vaccinate the world, the globe. Here it is right here. Companies could vaccinate 4.9 billion against H1N1. World Health Organization. And remember, if they just go to that pandemic level six, they went to five, mandatory vaccinations, no civil rights, quarantines, and drugs that don't need to work. Let me repeat that. Drugs that don't need to work.
Doesn't have to be proven that it works. Doesn't have to help you in any way. They still want to stick your arm with it and go, oh, take it. Man, I wish I had that in front of me, but all the other news that we've been doing with CPS and all that good times has overshadowed the World Health Organization document. I'm going to have to find that. 4.9 billion, folks.
So we're going to pause it there. Now, I'm going to skip over a little break. We're going to come back on that. Now, I want people to really think about what I just said there and how much of it came to fruition a decade plus later. No civil rights, quarantines, shots that don't have to work. Guess what? Not only don't they have to work, they're going to have people from CNN and Sesame Street telling you they're the best thing since breakfast. It all happened. Just didn't happen that time around. They sure were prepping for it, printed up enough first-round shots for it, wanted to see how the public was going to react, maybe a dry run, a simulation run on a lot of levels, wargamed it out many times after, but this was their first real fear-monger, dry run, globalist takeover. I mean, everything I just said there, no civil rights, quarantines, hate and lie shots that don't work. Let's bring it back. And then listen, InfoWars been doing it that long. You want to make that donation yet? You want to go hit InfoWarsStore.com and get the supplements? I'd suggest it. We're going to go back to this clip.
Companies could potentially turn out 4.9 billion doses of vaccine against the new H1N1 influenza strain within a year. Under the best case scenario, the World Health Organization official said on Tuesday, WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, and remember, Chan is the one out there fear-mongering, oh, we're going to need to go to level 6. We're going to need to go to level 6. And she's the one that's just like, there's no way this could come out of a lab. That's just fear-mongering. Meanwhile, the guy who created Tamiflu, one of the main guys, says, well, that's actually one of the simpler explanations, but he spins it and says, well, of course it would have had to have been an accidental escape.
Oh! Would you look? I mean, what are we talking about here? I'm not that smart, guys. Hate to tell you, I'm a beauty school dropout. I was donezo after my third year of college. I'm a pizza flipper. And I was talking about all these things, engineered biological releases that are blamed on zoonotic viruses under the World Health Organization. And then when it comes to, and it says, well, maybe it was from a lab. It's a leak show. You get it? You see, I mean, you can watch that and you can act like that isn't exactly what happened this time around, but it's exactly what happened this time around. Infowars.com, the tip of the spear for well over a decade. Alex Jones on his 30th anniversary. Go to InfowarsStore.com. Get the books. Get the information. Follow him on social media. Join the InfoWar today. We'll be back with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Difficulties today. I want to go back to that clip. I mean, once again, you talk about the H1N1 dry run and exactly what they were doing. And you talk about this news organization, really the only news organization at the time that was talking in this manner at all. And that's why we were able to make predictions via the next scamdemic. Notice also in that first clip, one, I talked about the fact that a lot of these people that were dying had comorbidities before they were calling them comorbidities. All right? So we're going to go right back to this clip, again, from the first time they ran a dry run with what was the piggy flu and the birdie flu, but definitely not a flu engineered in a lab. So let's kick it back to old school InfoWars right here.
Meanwhile, the CIA in 71 releases African swine virus on the Cuban population. Coincidence? Coinkydink? I doubt it. U.S. health officials said they were finding higher than expected numbers of cases of seasonal influenza still circulating and worried that a drug-resistant strain may mix with the new H1N1 swine flu strain to create a dangerous new strain. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it was essential for drug makers to work with governments to see drug makers and governments together again for the millionth time. For the millionth time. They are so in bed together. How can you trust these people? Please tell me how you're going to trust these people. To avert the worst potential impacts of the new H1N1 strain, which has killed 81 people and been confirmed in nearly 10,000 globally. Now, I can knock two off right off the bat. Okay, because in these documents, they're still fear-mongering that baby and that 33-year-old woman died of swine flu. They didn't. Let me repeat that. They did not die of swine flu. The Associated Press report about the woman starts saying she died of swine flu, and then says, well, Texas health officials did fall short of actually saying that she died of swine flu. And then it interviews a guy. Yeah, she had this chronic illness and that chronic illness, and she was in the hospital from the 15th of April. Didn't look too good for her. Give me a break. And there's even more fear-mongering than just this, saying, oh, we're going to have 4.9 billion. Think about that massive vaccination campaign. And remember, here's the internal document saying they are planning it. Do we really need the internal document, though, when we have them on the Today Show talking about a three-spot shot? Three separate shots, mandatory, Obama administration style, for this swine flu. That's a reality, folks.
So what I'm talking about there, I'm not sure if it goes to in the clip. This is a two-part. We're not going to play it all. We can't play it all, unfortunately. We're going to end up running out of time. But Meredith Vieira on the Today Show, they were selling you on multiple shots then. And even the mainstream media was like, whoa, slow down, cowboy. Not anymore. Now it's Sanjay Gupta and the gang with the Sesame Street crew just lining you up. Telling you you're going to keep it. It's a health bar. It's Wunderbar. Right? Look at this playbook. And look how they played it out. And think about this. This is long before the days where the algorithm would censor you. Like, at this time, if you wanted to, you could have clipped this out. You could have paid via Facebook ads or AdSense, but Facebook really wasn't that big at the time. I'm not even sure if it was monetized at that time. You wouldn't even had to have, right? And the post could have actually gone viral. A lot of Alex Jones stuff did, okay? That's what's being proposed.
I know a lot of you like fairy tales and, you know, happy times, but this isn't cotton candy and ice cream, okay? This is reality. Sometimes we have to put our big boy pants on and understand that there's a larger agenda out there, not just roll up the sleeves and take the vaccinations. This one is out of The Sun, which is a big tabloid-style paper, kind of like the New York Post out in London. A deadly strain of the superbug MRSA could team up with the swine flu to kill thousands, experts said last night. The drug-resistant bug triggers a lung condition that kills half of its victims in under 72 hours. Now, this sounds a lot like the fear-mongering that we had 2 weeks ago at a UPI where they said that this flu virus was going to combine with HIV and create airborne AIDS. You don't hear a lot about that. You don't hear a lot about this. But just that these stories...
Now, think about that, too. They're fear-mongering with airborne HIV. Then you look at this virus, the new one, the COVID-1984 virus. It is bioengineered to have HIV in it, okay, P3 protein, furin cleavage site. And then, okay, it is openly bragged about that a subsection of the HIV virus is programmed into the hate and lie shot, sequenced in. When I say programmed, again, these things were printed up in bio-nano mRNA factories. And with that public-private partnership feel, right? You got the nice little DARPA program. Oh, yeah, they're in there with Moderna. And then there's a partnership with Tesla and CureVac, the old Muskernuts place, to print these things up. That's the reality. All right? And again, this video is from a decade and a half ago. Did you notice the person in the blue mask? when they were fear-mongering on a kill 75% within 48 hours.
These are in the mainstream, and people are reading them. It puts them in, puts in the back right here, right in the subconscious. Oh, this swine flu is super dangerous. I'll do anything the government says. Just take care of me, good government. Just take care of me. I need someone to take care of me. I don't want to get sick. And then right there, it's just this putz in a surgical mask. And someone else sent me a link earlier today. I didn't really get into it too much, just because it was, you know, this company trying to fearmonger and saying, hey, get your free, you know, your free mask. Get your free mask. Get your own free mask going to protect you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to get your Tamiflu as well. See, right there with the free mask, they got a link to the Tamiflu. So the drug companies are trying to use this fear to get you to buy a drug that doesn't work, admittedly. Yet Tamiflu is not going to help you against this swine flu virus. Remember, not really swine flu. Three types of flu. Two strains of, at first they were saying it was two strains of bird flu, avian flu. Then they changed it and said it was two strains of pig flu, and then one strain of avian flu, one strain of human flu. So who knows? All we know is it is a combinant virus.
It is a combinant virus. Now think about that even in relation to the COVID-1984 virus. Piggy in the event 201 coronavirus dry run. Then it was a bat. Then it was a pangolin. Okay. And now, I mean, if you think that this thing was zoonotic, I mean, my goodness. But just about the masks, the fear-mongering, the multiple shots was all right there in front of us. People didn't pay attention. Those that do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And we are in the middle of maybe the largest information war humanity has ever known. And I would encourage you people out there to support those that are in the information war. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the supplements. You know, I'm on a lot of those supplements, from nitric oxide to curcuminoid, turmeric, all those things. Today, Owen Schroyer was talking about fulvic humic acid, another thing I take regularly. Shout out to Pat Miletich, my good friend, that had me learn about that prior to talking about it after the hate and lie shot. And I just want to say this, guys. Let's fight this war together. Let's not make it about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I want you to check out all my stuff. I'm on the air 3 damn hours a day. I got one show on Patriot.tv. I just interviewed the ex-Prime Minister of Great Britain, Liz Truss. You can check that out now. And I'm on 2 hours a night, 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, over on TNT Radio. All my documentary films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, all produced right here at InfoWars.com, the tip of the spear. And, of course, my film, Shade the Motion Picture. They are free. I want you guys to get out there and share them with everybody. But most importantly, stop looking to others. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Look in the mirror. Become your own hero today. And again, support Alex Jones and InfoWars.com today. I'll see you guys on the flip side.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.